USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump called off a military strike against Iran Thursday night, minutes before the strike was going to take place. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger on what he would support as a response.
It's the size of basically an airliner that easily could have actually been a manned aircraft if misidentified with 30 people on board. It's a massive escalation, and I think warrants a proportional response.
Massive roundups of illegal alien families are set to begin on Sunday. ICE agents are targeting up to 2,000 families that have been slated for deportation in several big cities. Meanwhile, in Texas, Republican Governor Greg Abbott is sending more National Guard troops to the border.
They will be assisting at the holding facilities with regard to security for the facilities that involve single adults. Second, they will be working in assisting Border Patrol at ports of entry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump is nominating Army Secretary Mark Esper as Defense Secretary. Esper is set to become Acting Defense Secretary on Sunday, replacing Acting Chief Patrick Shanahan. Shanahan's last day was Friday. Shanahan resigned this week due to family issues. Prosecutors are reacting after a bombshell was dropped during the trial of a Navy SEAL accused of killing an ISIS fighter. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Prosecutors are not dropping murder charges against a decorated Navy SEAL despite a surprise admission by another Navy SEAL that he was the killer. A prosecution witness at the trial of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher testifying yesterday that Gallagher stabbed an injured ISIS fighter in 2017, but that other Navy SEAL, Corey Scott, says he suffocated the teenager afterwards, knowing he was going to die anyway. Prosecutors claim Scott only made the confession because he has immunity and doesn't want to see Gallagher going to prison.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Washington Post Live sat down with Ted Cruz, Republican senator from Texas, and they had discussed many issues regarding the First Amendment, from the doctored video that came out not too long ago regarding House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, to the censorship of Alex Jones, to YouTube's handling of a comedian and conservative pundit Steven Crowder. Now, Cruz references back to a Senate hearing that was held not too long ago where he was trying to get answers out of these big tech companies, and he says he had a little bit of a difficult time getting a straight answer regarding what is hate speech.
So the broad rubric hate speech is used. So, for example, some of the questions I asked Facebook, are the following statements hate speech? Is the statement marriage is the union of one man and one woman, is that hate speech? Should that be silenced? Now, you may disagree with it, but is that a view that must be silenced from the public square? Is the statement there are two genders, men and women? Is that hate speech? All of those questions, by the way, Facebook refused to answer. They won't say if, I asked Twitter and Facebook, if someone quotes verbatim from the Torah, from the Bible, or the Koran, says nothing else but simply quotes from one of those sources, is that hate speech? Would that be censored? They won't answer.
Cruz also pointed out that roughly 70% of Americans are getting their news from social media. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.